We're doing brachos. We're up to Yotet Amud Bet, four lines above Tosfos Rov. At the end of the line, it says Tashma. We're trying to bring a proof. We had said in the beginning of the Gemara, in the name of Rav, we said this concept that En Chochma Ven Tvuna Ven Itzal Neged Hashem. Nothing, no wisdom or understanding stands opposite Hashem. If one is transgressing a biblical commandment, so then our own honor falls by the wayside. So now we're quoting a Braisa. The Braisa says, human dignity is so important that it overrides a biblical prohibition. That's the Braisa. So now the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why is that so? Lema, why don't we should say, let's say the concept we said in the beginning of the Gemara, that if anything stands in conflict with the observance of Hashem's mitzvos, then all concepts fall by the wayside. The Gemara at first glance understood this to mean literally, that if you have a prohibition, and you have human dignity on the other side, human dignity overrides. The Gemara says, why should that be so? Doesn't that contradict the concept we said at the beginning of the sugya? So Rav Bar Sheva explained this braisa in front of Rav Kahana. What does the braisa mean that human dignity overrides a biblical prohibition? It's talking about uvelav delotasu. It's talking about the prohibition of going against what the rabbi said. Meaning, technically, what the braisa meant to say is that human dignity overrides a rabbinic institution. Lot Asur is the basis for the rabbinic institutions, and that's what it means. Achichu alei. So the students laughed at him. They said, how could that be? Rashi, Achichu alei. Inu savu, tafilu amru lo dvar Torah, v'umed bifnei kvod abriyot yavor alav, v'ha haina midoraitai. They thought what he meant to say is, that if the rabbis tell him something biblical, but it comes in contradiction of human dignity, he won't listen to the rabbis. That's what he meant. So you see, the prohibition of lo tasu encompasses both, according to Rashi, it encompasses the rabbinic interpretation of the biblical mitzvot, which is biblical, and the rabbinic innovations, the rabbinic institutions. So the students assumed that when he said lotasu, what he meant to say is, if the rabbinic interpretation comes in conflict with human dignity, well, human dignity overrides. So the students laughed. Lav de lotasu do raitahi? Lav de lotasu do raitahi? That prohibition is biblical. So what does he want? Amar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana, who had heard this interpretation from Rav Bar Sheva, he said to the students, when a big rabbi says something, don't laugh at it. All rabbinic institutions, when he said that prohibition, he did not mean a rabbinic interpretation of a biblical mitzvah. He meant something that's a rabbinic institution. Well, that is overridden by human dignity. And the reason that the Braisa calls it that the Braisa calls it lav de lotasur is because it's all aligned with that prohibition. You'll ask me, but then doesn't that make all rabbinic institutions biblical? Says Rashi.
Why does that make all?
If the rabbi's strength for making rabbinic institutions is a biblical verse that says you cannot transgress what they say, so isn't my obligation to observe a rabbinic institution biblical? So then aren't I back to square one? So says Rashi, but you asked me, then isn't that biblical? Then aren't we back to square one? How could you transgress a biblical mitzvah for human dignity? The rabbis forewent their honor and said, transgress their own institution, wherever it comes in conflict with human dignity. For example, a person that In their day, the toilet paper was rocks. So let's say you had rocks that were prepared. They're not muktzeh. You could move them on Shabbos. Let's say you had rocks that aren't prepared. So they're muktzeh. But the guy has to go to the bathroom. What's he going to do? So the rabbi said, okay, you can transgress our rabbinic institution of muktzeh and carry those rocks because we don't want human dignity to be violated, that a person's going to have to go to the bathroom and not have what to wipe himself with. What's he going to do? So they said, transgress the rabbinic institution and take the rocks. What do we see from Rashi? Rashi seems to hold every rabbinic institution is a biblical mitzvah. Why are we makil on rabbanons? Why are we makil on rabbinic institutions when they come in conflict with human dignity? Because the rabbi said so. What would Rashi say? Why are we lenient on rabbinic institutions when we say safek rabbanon lekula b'makom choli lo gazru rabbanan? Well, that's how the rabbis instituted it. But when you fulfill a rabbinic institution, according to Rashi, it seems like you did a biblical mitzvah. That's what Rashi seems to be saying here. And this is a big machlokas Rambam Ravid. And this is a big discussion we saw on the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos also. Sure, we discussed this. The Ramban in his attacks on the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos went into all this. And the Ktzos HaChoshen wrote a fantastic work called the Shev Shmaisa. And the first Shev Shmaisa deals with this question. It's every biblical mitzvah, rabbinic mitzvah as well. You'll ask me, well, how could you argue with Rashi? So if you look closely in the Gemara says, "Kol mili d'rabanan asmechinu alav de'lo tesu." All rabbinic institutions have an asmachta, they're aligned, they're leaning on. It doesn't say they're derived from. So is it really biblical? Those that disagree with Rashi, those that say that when you fulfill a rabbinic institution, you are not doing a biblical commandment, they would say that's why the Gemara says, asmechinu. Okay, we'll pick up here, Ben Zachin, next time.